This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And School Exclusion Day is coming up, which means another issue about vaccinations, sometimes of a different kind. Kristen Rutledge, Vice President of Community Health for Aviva Health Inn. What are you guys doing with this?
First, thanks for having me. So we are having a couple different events. We are open Saturdays from 10 to 3 to allow parents to bring their kiddos in. Sometimes it's really hard to bring them in during the day, during the work day. But we are also open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 11:30 and 1:30 to 4:30. I'm sorry, 1 to 4:30. Walk-ins are available, which is really great because sometimes it's hard to make an appointment. You're not sure if your kiddos are going to be ready to get their vaccine that day or not. And this way you can bring them in when they're ready.
Now, School Exclusion Day, I mean, this has been around for years, and I'm sure there's always parents that think they've got everything set, and then they look around one day and they don't.
Yeah, that is especially true for those middle schoolers with that TDAP. So what we see a lot of times is they get into middle school, they think that they have everything that they need, and then realize, oh, we're missing that one. And that's why we do the reviews that we do, and then the letters are sent out, and then they get about a month to get their vaccines done. So we give them plenty of time before they're excluded from school.
Now, this March 30th date, too, if I remember right, coincides with like the end of spring break. So it'd be the week they'd go back.
It's the week that they go back. It's that middle of the week. So they still have some time. And this is different than it was all previous years. It's always been in February, but we were extended extension this year because of what has been happening with COVID. So in this county, it's been nice. So parents have a little bit of extra time.
And that's right. I've forgotten about that because several counties were able to kind of shift that date. Douglas County picked this one, and some other counties, I think, are even a little further down the road.
Yeah, they're in April. So you see some of the smaller counties that maybe didn't have enough staff. So they're having to review all of the records and get the letters out. And it's a lot to do when you're doing COVID response. So they extended that for different counties, and especially us. It was really good. I think it gives us some extra time.
So at this point, as we kind of shift a bit with things, do you feel like your staff and everybody at Aviva is able to slow down just a little bit?
Yeah, we are. We're starting to look at some projects that we had that we wanted to do before. I think everybody's just been able to take a little bit of a breath, taking some vacations. It just doesn't feel as rushed. And so we're also able to see patients more in clinic, and that's exciting for patients to not have to do as much telehealth.
And you've also got that building project going on and all that, too.
That's exciting. I don't know if you've driven by it, but it is beautiful. It's really, it was meant to be a beautiful space for the community.
Yeah, every time I go by there, it seems like they've, you know, which is about every couple of weeks based on my schedule, and just making more progress there.
Yeah, it is beautiful. We are so ready to move in.
Any idea of a completion date?
Probably sometime this summer.
No, that'd be cool. Yeah. So, again, a lot of people know where they can do these vaccinations.
Yeah, so if you want to call, you can call. Our phone number is 541-672-9596. You can make an appointment, or you can just walk in. It is at the space across from the Costco gas station, right next to Highline Homes. It's the old credit union in there, and that's sometimes the best way for people to understand where it is. And it's you just walk in, you can get your vaccine. We can look up what is needed, so you don't need to bring anything with you unless you need something signed for the school. We can sign that for you.
All right, Kristen Rutledge from Aviva, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:35, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.